Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Oh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to the Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Anybody who's actually listening into this horse shit, anybody who got the update through email, through Facebook, through MySpace, it's the one and only, the PAB, also known as the Poes Boricua, also known as Pab, also known as Pablo Zetisete. I got crazy monikers. It's crazy. It's bananas. It's sick. I'm over here. I'm fronting. Right now, I'm sitting, chilling on this Thursday afternoon. Going to bullshit around for 45 minutes and try to kill time for myself. Anybody who's listening, welcome. Hopefully I'll kill time for you, or at least give you enough fodder to come and diss and play me out with in the next coming days. Also, big up to everybody out in the United Kingdom who has been still checking out the podcast or what have you. Version of this show right now, we're live, so I'm going to treat this like a live show. So anything I talk about today, like if I mention the time stamp, like right now it's 1:31 on the dial, Thursday afternoon, slightly dreary here in New York, cloudy, rain, you know, shit like that, it happens in the moment. So don't play this shit like 2 months from now and then see the sun out and all this other stuff and be like, what the hell is he talking about, all right? But you should know the deal if you're downloading the podcast. If you're not, you're...
Oh, my, that's terrible.
Anyway, right now, this is also the third show I am by myself. In this case, Sid did not know about the show. This is a spur of the moment thing. I did do one about 2 weeks ago on a weekend, just bullshitting around, actually playing a lot of music that I never got a chance to get up to doing the show with Sid, especially that Big Skills Road show, which is right now the featured show on the Blog Talk Radio on our little page. It's the featured show. Go check that one out. Otherwise, last show we did last week, Sid was supposed to come through. He had some problems making it to the show, so he wasn't able to make it. We didn't do a show this week because we got things in the works for next week, all right? We got some serious things in the works for next week, and I'm going to try to drop that bomb today. Thank you. Me and Deuce, yes, Deuce is in the building. Deuce is in the building with his whack-ass self. But don't even worry about Deuce, because we don't. He's just here making sure I got shit in check, because I'm still uploading music. I'm still trying to get things and all this other nonsense. So, either way, like I said, we got a bomb to drop. Hopefully that will pop off next week, but I will talk about it later on during the show. I'm only going to be on with you for 45 minutes. At this point, 41 minutes. See, I already bullshitted 41 minutes away. But anybody who's listening, thank you very much. If you're at work, you know, just be careful about blasting this too loud, especially if you got external speakers, because I'm going to curse, and any music I play is going to have cursing. There are no edits here, in case y'all forgot. You know what I mean? Sid usually helps keep me in check. Sid, like I said, Sid's not here, but Sid's here in spirit. If you don't believe me, Sid, yo, I always drop the bomb, right? Right? Sid, tell him. Go ahead.
The same cat that's cursing and then plays the disclaimer right after he goes on a 30-minute tangent dropping the F-bomb.
See? Sid's here in spirit, folks. Sid is here in spirit. Let's get this out of the way.
The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. You got your official warning, man. You got your official warning. So, like I said, I'm looking to get to a couple of things today. I'm looking to get to some tracks, maybe even another Skills Road joint because I'm on my own jack like that. I'm going to let everybody know what's popping off this weekend, the weekend of the 20th and the 21st in New York City. I'm going to tell you right now, Brooklyn better stand up for this weekend. But We'll get all up into that in about a minute, all right? Like I said, this show is very specific for Thursday. Thursday, June, what fucking day is it? June 18th. It's June 18th as I'm doing this right now live, all right? Also, if anybody wants to call and add anything on what I'm speaking about or do some shout-outs, you know, shout out your baby daddy. Hey, the phone number, 914-803-4124. That is a New York State number, okay? 914-803-4124. All right, while I get my composure, let's get into a track, all right? Last week, I kind of put people up on this dude known as B.O.B., a.k.a. Bobby Ray, I think is the name he's going on right now. He's out of Atlanta. He's a multi-talented dude. He has potential to be the next Andre from Outkast. I mean, he's that kind of talented dude. Right now, he's on the independent scene. He's been working with T.I. before T.I. got locked up. He's been doing a lot of shit. Reebok commissioned some hip-hop artists a minute ago to redo classic songs, and they were going to use them as background music for the ads or what have you. I know he did one, and he referenced a cut that I personally love a lot. So check it out. It's called Put Me On. It's Bobby Ray, also known as B.O.B., all right? And when I get back, we'll get into some other things, all right? So I'm going to kick this off like a real radio show today, people. The only thing I'm not playing is the background music. That's right. We're kicking this off like a real radio show. So let's get into this right now. B.O.B., Put Me On. Feel it.
You gotta put me on. on. You gotta put me on.
Damn!
That's right, we are back. That was Bobby Ray, you gotta put me on. Just look for all the multi tracks I play, man. Multi tracks the music I've been playing, you can get them on the internet for free. I'm not even saying that they're being sold through iTunes or anything. A lot of this stuff is leaked through the internet with intentions to promote the artist. All right? So it's out there. All right? You just got to know where to look, man. It's not even crazy secret stuff. All you got to do is Google the name and the song that I'm telling you. Put me on Bobby Ray if you're interested in that joint. All right? Anyway, moving forward, man. Like I was saying, there are things in the plan. There are things in the works right now for the Bodega to go seriously live. I mean, crazy, silly live. You know what I'm saying? Bananas, like crazy, like crazy dookie. Thank you, Sid. All right, I'll calm down. Told you he's here in spirit, y'all. What's up is that Sid, along with the other conglomerate members of his radio DJ crew, his boy Willie Will, his boy Monk, a.k.a. Chief, a dude that we've had on the air, like promoting, you know what I'm saying? He's been on there, and they're hooking up something. They got a gig popping off. If you are in Red Hook, not Brooklyn, Red Hook, upstate New York, okay? There is a place called Max's Bar and Grill, Max's Barbecue Bar and Grill. I don't got all the info in front of me. They got a little thing popping off, I believe, that Friday, the 26th. I definitely know the 26th is popping off. And they are going to be spinning all kinds of house and hip-hop, old and new, all right? So they're going to be bumping all that shit. And it looks like prior to that show, we will be recording a special episode of the Bodega. Now, I don't want to leave anybody, you know, thinking, oh, they're definitely going to do it. That is the rough plan right now. It could all fall through, people, because we're a bunch of assholes, all right? We're a bunch of idiots. You know what I'm saying? But straight up, it looks like we're going to be there in front of, we're going to have a roundtable discussion about hip hop and everything else. Probably race, knowing our stupid asses. Sex, definitely, because of my dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? And thank you. And we're just going to get it popping off. And if there's an audience there and they chime in, hey, it is what it is. We probably will not broadcast it live. We're going to record it for a future broadcast because we don't know how long it's going to take or what have you, but we are going to be there doing an episode of the Bodega. So it's Max's Bar and Grill. Conglomerate DJs are going to be in the building. PAB is going to hopefully be in the building. It's on the 26th, so that's next week or 2 weeks from now. Next week, I'm pretty sure. Deuce is telling me yes. Right, Deuce, the 26th? Okay, thank you. So that's what Sid's been busy doing. So Sid is still very much a part of this show, even though he has not been on the show. You know what I mean? But don't worry, we're going to get that popping off. Sid's going to be back. Don't y'all worry about it, man. Don't y'all worry about it. Just stay chill, man. Also, big up to my Puerto Ricans this past weekend. Yes, I'm Puerto Rican. No, I don't give a fuck about that parade. That parade went to shit when dudes started dousing girls with water. And I have no problem with dudes dousing girls with water as long as the girls want to be doused with the water. In that case, it wasn't cool. It wasn't a good look. I'm sorry. I love my Puerto Rican brethren. I'm very proud to be Puerto Rican. But if it's an excuse to go out there and drink and act a fucking retard, I don't support it. And that happens sometimes. Motherfuckers don't know their history. And I say this across all boards. I say this across the whole spectrum of races. If you're going to celebrate your, you know, pride in your ethnicity, it would help to know it. And I'm gonna call it like I see it. Half of the Puerto Ricans I know don't know shit about their history. All right, I know a lot of New York Ricans, and a segment of them know where the term Taino means and Boricua and all that shit comes from. All right, I know my fucking history. I know Felix Campos. I know Muñoz Marin. I know the massacre at Ponce, all right? I know there's a little ice cream shop out in Lares, I think it is, out on the island, that has cod-flavored ice cream. They have beer-flavored ice cream. Big up all my Irish Catholics. There's beer-flavored ice cream out in Puerto Rico, all right? But either way, I got a little issue with the Puerto Rican Day Parade and the way some Puerto Ricans treat it and how they act. But big up to those that do know the deal, that are proud, got a lot of pride, that they wear their pride on their sleeve all year, straight up all year, all right? So I want to give a big ups to all of them. And you know what? Just because we didn't do a show around the time, let's get into it. DJ Deadeye. DJ, up-and-coming DJ. I don't know that much about him, but he got Tony Touch. He got Terminology. Two other Puerto Ricans. I'm loving this joint right now. It's called Wild Puerto Ricans. DJ Deadeye featuring Tony Touch, Terminology. Peep this shit.
Yeah. Mucho guapo, viste. I know that block. We keep it hot. Terminology. We in the house, y'all. Mete la mano en el bolsillo, saca ahora tu cuchillo, ten cuidado. O échate pa'l lado, aquí llego melao. A bunch of wild Puerto Ricans messing, ten cuidado. Por eso estoy pegado, for middle of my cow. Y'all niggas wonder how, I tell them, y'all all better learn what I'm about. It's me and Terminology, so man, you know nobody hot as me, y'all all better bow. It's Mr. Copy Cool, Copy Cool. You know how we do, do it now. Rock steady crew in effect. Take y'all all out, then I jet to Mr. Chow. Y'all know the pedigree. Love to my crew while I pray for enemies. Raw to the gut like you know it better be. And I don't give a fuck, yeah, I smoke that celery.
Wild Puerto Ricans. Bunch of wild Puerto Ricans. Wild Puerto Ricans, Terminology. Bunch of wild Puerto Ricans. It's Tony Tocan, turn me guapi. Looking for some traki, muévete rapido. Cause the flow make a nigga look boxy. Roll up with my posse, tryna get some panties. Shout out my tío and abuela Ana Rio. Smoke niggas like cigarillo, Terminology carillo. In the strip club, con tío Orlando. Sipping on my forte, ya throw my chavo. I be in the campos, chilling with my tía. She be out and all, too many coronas and patillas. En champaña, perico, montañas. En mi casa, lasa, drugs, nigga, canta. Qué bonita bandera. Boricua fumando hierba. Shit, they know me. I'm the star of the show. Ology, a.k.a. Hector, la Vochato. Wild Puerto Ricans. Bunch of wild Puerto Ricans. Wild Puerto Ricans. Bunch of wild Puerto Ricans. No te lo confunde, cause they call me guapi too. Stop you with a feature while you playing copy cool. Bien guillao, so ten cuidado. Cause my mal tío leave you and your friend beat out. Think cause I get my rhyme on, no tengo el cañón. It's more than a canción, I hit you like bongo. Una vez pa' mi primo ghetto en la finca. We hitting them low, papa, mira como brinca. Mami chillin' in the cup, pero ay que linda. All the night is over, la tengo chupando pinga. Sippin' on that piña, colada with my tío. And that limoncillo too, that's how my corillo do. El loco, got him all celoso. Chicks give him el torto, cause I'm hermoso. I'm every graja's hero, guapi. A.K.A. Señor Dinero Fácil. Wild Puerto Ricans. Bunch of wild Puerto Ricans. Wild Puerto Ricans. Bunch of wild Puerto Ricans.
That's right. I did the drop because my boy came through. He's in the building. The number one DJ in Queens. DJ Queens in the building.
You've got to be kidding me.
The man.
You and Deuce must have a lot of time on your hands lately, man.
Oh, I made no bones about it. I think like two shows ago. Or two podcasts ago for...
No, I was listening in on my little breaks because I've been... I could be tipping it off and say I've been on tour, but that's not even the case.
No, maybe
a tour around Manhattan. But,
we had you here in spirit. Did you hear about that?
I actually did hear that, yeah.
You were here in spirit? Regardless, yo, if I started going Buck Wilds fan, you know what, Soulja Boy, that dude's a real MC.
You're an idiot.
We were straight.
I've heard. I've actually heard it, yeah. I mean, I got to explain my absence. You explained it on the first show, if I remember that right. I was doing a promo for Sprint and picking up the new phone, the Palm Pre of the launch party there. And last week, you have a busy schedule, I have a busy schedule, and things just didn't go out. So, I mean, there's no excuse for that. But could we get a drum roll?
Oh, you want
a drum roll?
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see. Wait. Oh, they removed it. Deuce removed the goddamn drum roll.
Oh, damn you, Deuce. All right, anyway, here it is.
You want some background music for this?
No. It's going to be big. A pop-off. Can we get an explosion from Deuce? Deuce.
Oh,
give me an explosion.
All right, Deuce, hit him. Hit him.
Thank you, Deuce. God damn it. I know you were ragging on him last week, and I'm like, oh, man, I swear to God. If I was here, it totally would have been different. Anyway, we would have really crapped on him.
Go for it.
But here it is. I wanted to join in and at least make this announcement with you. Am I allowed to do that now? Can I say that now?
Go ahead, man. I started talking about it, but go ahead. You know more than I do.
Next Friday, it is June 26th. We are going to do the Omega live. Live!
Yes!
Studio audience, the whole nine yards. It's going to be big. It's going to be big.
That's what I'm saying. I did start talking about that. I did bring it up. I said the way I treated it was tentative, but I said more than likely, though, it's going to pop off. Deuce only had some of the info.
All right.
He knew the 26th. It's Max's Bar and Grill, right?
Yeah, it's Max's Bar and Grill. It's actually upstate New York, so if you guys in New York City, trust me, and people in Albany, trust me, we'll get to you guys. It just happened to be the perfect storm where this spot happens to be key for the other two members who are going to be joining us, but we'll give you more details on that.
Yeah, I filled that in. I said possibly it's being thrown by Willie Will, the other conglomerate DJs, Willie Will and Monk, who has been on the show.
Who has been on the show before. This is actually the first time that we're actually going to get all four of us to do a show in one spot, and it just happens to be the perfect setting where everything, but trust me, Albany, we'll get together, we'll do it, I promise, we'll get to it. We'll probably do one in New York City sometime in the future. We'll probably do one in Chinatown. Yeah. And even in the UK, I can't give out details yet about it, but we're working on something in the UK. I want to say sometime mid-October. How about that? That's the only detail I could give.
Yeah, everything's still up in the air. Everything's real.
Everything's still up in the air. But
yeah.
I can't tell you. June 26th, that is definitely on. Live studio audience, the show starts at 8 o'clock. We'll give you details on the conglomerate website. We'll give you details on Facebook if you know our personal Facebook name, address.
It'll get out there.
It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. The event that the rest of the DJs are pulling on starts at 10. We're going to start before that at 8, 9 o'clock. Roundtable discussion. Us fooling around.
Oh, yeah. And who knows, man? We just made it for the hell of it. Just go up to people like, hey, what up, baby? You want to give a shout out? Know who you are.
Yeah. The last time we were actually up there with all four of us, it was crazy. It was dumb.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't have done it. Who am I kidding? You want actually, let me tell you a real talk, real story. Here it is. I was on the phone with DJ Willie Will last week, and we were talking about the last time we were over at that spot, you know, which was probably over a year ago, you know, and he said how he's bringing a whole clique of girls in there, you know, from Teeth and everybody else, and how there's going to be a lot of females in the spot. And I said, well, you know, so forth and so on, talking about who I brought, whose name shall just remain nameless there.
Oh, yeah.
And then Will says to me, it's not my fault that you had the hottest girl at the bar. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, she was all right. And then he hung up the phone
of a bitch.
Oh, deuce. But, yeah, that's what it came down to. So it was kind of a funny story that we were talking about it. But, yes, we can confirm Friday, the 26th, Red Hook, New York. We're actually going to be taping the show.
Yeah, that I feel the best. We're going to be taping it. We're going to be taping it to play it at a later time, just because who knows where it's going to go. It's just easier to do it that way.
Well, there, yeah. Well, obviously, there's a lot of logistics over on the syndicated versions end than there are on Blog Talk's end. But
yeah,
the syndicated version, we have to do promos for certain companies I can't mention now. I can't mention even the spot that we're doing it, although I'm mentioning it now on Blog Talk. So, and there's yeah, and it's easier to do a live taping in front of a live audience instead of actually doing it streaming.
Yeah,
it's a pain in the butt. That's
yeah,
what it comes down to.
It saves a lot of the headaches too. So that's what it is. That is what it is. Just to reiterate, you know, I said it. I started talking about it earlier. You talked about it now. We straight. You guys are going to hear about it more as we get closer to the event. But
oh, it's
going to
happen. Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
And like
I mean,
told y'all, like, bitches, for anybody who was out there suspect of the show, Sid's still rolling, all right? I had to put that out there in the beginning that Sid is still rolling.
Who said that? Nobody.
People don't got to say shit. At this point, I'm suspect to everybody, man. I'm suspect
to
everybody.
I understand the reason why. I'm still rolling. It's still happening. And Nutty's still going to be in. It's still family. It's not any of this Mike and the Mad Dog crap where they both ain't talking to each other. None of that. None of that's going down.
No, there's still, and like I said, I told people this a while ago. Eric Adams is still laying in the cut waiting.
Yeah, he's still coming.
One Nut is waiting in the cut for his third appearance. We got people. We got regulars on the show. We got people who continue to listen to the show. I got to give a big up to one of your friendly rivals. Through the show, Pops, right?
Yeah.
Right? Nah, this has nothing to do with the Subway series. This
right.
more has to do with, I gotta love Pops, because people who know me know I try to share the wealth when I come across a new cut or something hip-hop to me.
Mm-hmm.
Pops checks out all of that shit, all right? He checks out these 18-minute freestyles I put up, these 5-minute hip-hop videos. He watches them. All right, this is a 50-something-year-old Irish white guy.
He's got to see that Gillette video.
And we'll talk about that one in a minute. And I got to give him love because recently the group that I'm big on right now, Slaughterhouse, did an 18-minute freestyle on Green Lantern Show.
Yeah, right. It was it on Sirius. I think it was it was on Sirius.
Sirius show, and they went for 18 minutes. All the members went in. It was serious. And me as a MC, me as somebody who's entertaining the thought of rapping again, I heard that and I went, fuck it. I don't know if I can fuck with that.
Yeah.
It really makes you the dude. Joel Ortiz alone.
He's nice. Can't front on Joel.
Joel went in for about 7 or 8 minutes straight.
Yeah. He could rap all day. He's that cat that you would grow up watching. Like, he's that cat in the neighborhood that would walk around the streets, or you see him in the bodega and he's just kicking a lyric, and then you see him 15 minutes later and he's still going on with the same verse.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's one of those guys.
You know what? Since you're here, I have it loaded up. Let's give him a sample of Joel Ortiz. Let me give him a sample of what I feel is the hottest mixtape out right now. The Joel Ortiz Covering the Classics mixtape.
That's a good one.
That is
definitely
a hot mixtape, all right? You can get it for free through anything on the internet. Just Google Joel Ortiz Covering the Classics.
I think Ms. Info has it, actually.
Ms. Info has it on Smash.com.
Right.
Had it first.
Yeah.
They're up there for free download. You know what? Let me just play this track. This is Rican Ebonics 09. Big up the Big L. Joel updated it, gave it a little Puerto Rican slant. So this one covers three things I got to get into. Brooklyn, because Joel's repping Brooklyn.
Right.
Slaughterhouse, since we were just talking about Slaughterhouse. And a little bit of the Puerto Rican Day Parade shit that I went on a minute ago before you came in on the air. So
all
this
right.
covers all three. Lovely segue. Please, lovely segue. Someone drop a motherfucking bomb for your boy.
Thank you, Deuce.
And, like I said, Joel Ortiz, Rican Ebonics, 09 off, Covering the Classic.
L, rest in peace. A couple things changed with Ebonics.
A bag of piff is my herb. A kid coke is a bird. When I'm twisted, I'm slurred. With new gear on, I swerve. Cars is wheels and sneakers is heels. Money is loot. Movies is boot. Also, pads is homes. Horns is cell phones. Cocaine's a little steer. Cigarettes still bones. A radio is extinct. Anything sharp is a shank. A little ice is some rocks. And boys is cops. And if you got robbed, they had dropped. You got shot, you got popped. And if you got double crossed, you got. Your bank rolls in your jeans. A chokehold is a fiend. A scribe is a note. A con is a singer, yo. And if you got punched, that mean you got crack. If you clean, you off crack. If you mean, you hardcore rap. I know y'all like the way I'm freaking it. I talk with slang. That's that Brooklyn Puerto Rican shit. Speak with lyrical slang. That's just the way that I talk, yo. Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with lyrical slang. That's just the way that I talk, yo. Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. A burglary is a crib, a job's a gig. Pun Ellen Smalls explains the meaning of big. If you caught a felony, you got a strike. If you got killed, you got stretched. And if your shit is banging, you got bad breath. When you 7:30, we say you special. Hit you on the hip means text you. Angel dust is coffee. If you got AIDS, you got the bug. And if shorty got your meat burning, then you got the rug. Laying up is to chill. Guns and pistols is steel. Condoms is shields. Cracked is krills. Food you eat is a face slice. A victim's a vic. A bedroom is a small club. A yama's a chick. Your apartment is your crash. And I don't know, it's a dad. The studio is the booth. When tight, I'm mad. I know you like the way I'm freaking it. I speak with slang. That's that Brooklyn Puerto Rican shit. Speak with lyrical slang. That's just the way that I talk, yo. Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with lyrical slang. That's just the way that I talk, yo. Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. The iron horse still a name, but champagne just bub, though. Shorty straight up ugly, she's a ugmo. If I say she nice, then she fine. A fatty's her behind. Brain in her mind. It's something you love before you grind. Genuine that ass. A big face is what you put inside your stash. Niggas real, we say they put on a mask. If you creepin' to see a chick like A other weekend, you slidin', not cheatin', but A day is beastin', thinking it's humming. If you throwin', you comin'. All the hustles is dumbin'. A brick of coke, 30-something, a room key is a telly. Peanut butter and jelly's called a salmonelli. Don't wanna put that in your belly. Strong arm means to use physical force. It's focusing you on course. If you the man, you a boss. I know you like the way I'm freaking it. I speak with slang, that's that Brooklyn Puerto Rican shit. Speak with lyrical slang, that's just the way that I talk, yo. Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Speak with lyrical slang, that's just the way that I talk, yo. Vocabulary spills, I'm ill.
Joel Ortiz, the king. Ow.
Yeah.
Big up the Big L.
Anybody
who's wondering about that track, my man's just breaking down the hood slang. Straight up. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it was just, I was agreeing with you.
All right. I'm sorry. I also had to give up two things I said I was going to do. Big up to Brooklyn. If you are in Brooklyn this weekend and you ain't got shit to do, all right, straight up, Saturday is going to be a serious day for people in Brooklyn. Because if you're down in Coney Island and it ain't raining, hell, if it is raining, it's still going to pop up.
What, the Mermaid Parade?
The Mermaid Parade is this Saturday. I will not be able to make it, but it's popping off. The Mermaid Parade, Coney Island. If you want to see some titties and have it all be legal, head down to the Mermaid Parade. The place is going to be jumping. There's going to be a bunch of alcoholics dressed up in mermaid costumes and King Neptune costumes.
I think we were 16 the last time I went with you.
See, I went there a couple years ago. And
no, I know.
When we went, because we went there with company also, which I won't get into on the show.
Yeah,
but,
we ain't going to air out the clothesline right now.
Nah. And if you don't feel like going to the beach and seeing titties and you want to be hip-hop about it, Brooklyn Bodega, over underneath the Brooklyn Bridge, hip-hop festival, they just want a donation. Smith & Wesson, Pharoah Munch. There is a couple of dudes.
That's a lawsuit I'm going to sue for anyway.
DJ Premier. It's technically a free concert, but they're asking for donations to pay for everything. So it's all happening on Saturday in Brooklyn. So if you're in North Brooklyn, you're into hip-hop, head over to underneath the Brooklyn Bridge, Dumbo, whatever the fuck they call it over there.
Oh, they call it Dumbo now. Yo, that's crap. It both me and you know it, so... Let's not get into that.
Either way, hip-hop concert. They're just asking for a donation. The more money you give, yo, if I'm correct, if you donate like $10 or better, they give you like a drink coupon. Depending on how much you donate past $10, they'll hit you up with a free drink or even a free meal and a free drink. So it's all good. Free hip-hop concert. I think it's their seventh year, and no violence has ever popped off. So,
and they should expect a lawsuit from me for using the bodega in about 2 weeks. I will get on the horn.
And
yes, that is tongue-in-cheek, people. Don't take it. That's right up there with the rumors that me and Paolo are together doing the show anymore.
Nice.
Yeah. So, hey, Deuce, I forgot you too, you bastard.
So, yeah, so North Brooklyn, hip-hop concert. South Brooklyn, Mermaid Parade. So, either way, you got an excuse to get the fucked up. So, there you go.
I got to tell you, I was by City Line. I was in Brooklyn Saturday night for a baby shower with the baby already born. Let's put it like that.
Hey, ghetto. All right.
Yeah, it was hood-rific, and it was awesome.
Okay.
And we were just, you know, when you just mentioned Brooklyn popping it off like that, when 17-year-old girls are trying to drop it like it's hot in front of arroz con pollo and the bucket of sangocho, you know the party is going on. You know it. I totally looked at my man like, I'm surprised she didn't just, like, tip over the bucket.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a hood party. It was good. It was a good look, though. Big shout out to my coworkers. So. It was a good look, man. It was definitely good.
Oh, man, I'm being loved. Oh, big up to all the... I'm missing that, man. I'm big up to all the hoods that could really have a good time without...
It was a good time. It was a good time. I got to say that.
Who can have a good time without fucking it up, because I do miss those days. I do miss those days highly.
Yeah, that's... Oh, don't worry. It's coming next Friday, man. It's coming Friday. It is coming. I think we might even be popped off before we even get in the door.
Oh.
I'm not.
I know, hey. I can't, but, you know, besides, I also got to play mediator, so it's going to be fun. So, either way. Oh, you know what? We're going to keep it hip-hop. We got 8 minutes left. Fuck
yeah.
It. Let's keep it hip-hop. Here's one thing to get an opinion on. All right?
Yeah.
We talked about how Eminem has... continue to go off on Nick Cannon. Well, he mentioned Nick Cannon. Continues to go off on Mariah Carey, who acts like it never happened. And we all know Mariah's psycho. So, what did Mariah do? Mariah actually recorded a response. All right?
Yeah. That's correct.
For anybody who's curious.
With the help. She had help.
She had help with the dream.
Yeah.
Who's denying that autotune is dead?
Oh,
who's in denial?
Done.
All right, but either way, check this out. I'm going to play a snippet, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Listen, you'd be scorned too and write a song if somebody pissed on you.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I'm just saying,
allegedly pissed.
It's just, yeah. That is some fun info, that Eminem allegedly pissed on her. That's some fun info for those that don't get that reference.
yeah. Whoever never got that reference, I've just told you. There's a story that M said that he pissed on Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that she likes golden showers, so... Big up to those who like golden showers! Big up,
you can beat me to the punch, man. I was saying, there's nothing wrong with it, as long as I'm not the recipient.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing wrong. We good money.
Sid made that point back in August.
Go download the show for the earlier reference. Thank you, Deuce. That was pretty Deuce, wasn't it?
What?
That was pre-Deuce, right?
Yeah.
I think it was. We're going to have to fill him in. I guess he got the idea of the golden shower, but...
Oh, man.
I got a Scheisse video if you want to look at it, dude.
No. Oh, God.
Okay. Well, I don't personally own one. I can get it for you. I can send you a link for it. This is how I know Deuce is off today. Like, he really has nothing to do. First of all, he agreed to do the show, right? That's first and foremost. Secondly, he already knows what the Golden Shower is and is not in my ear or your ear barking about it.
Yeah.
Three, he wants to see the SCAD video. Stop getting in my ear about it. I'll send you a link later.
Oh.
And, we have to mention this too. He might even show up at the live show next week. How about that?
Might.
I don't know. Can you do it? I know. He said he'd have to see, but.
He doesn't know. Deuce, do you know? I mean.
He's an ass.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know what that means? That means on whatever his girlfriend says is his answer.
Yeah, he's kind of whipped.
Like, who are you chilling with? Positive shit? Screw that. So.
Yeah. Also, yo, this was the afternoon show. I know there were a couple people listening at work or what have you, and I already warned them to lower the radios because we're going to curse and all that other nonsense.
I'd like to thank all three of you for listening in.
Yeah, for real. I co-signed that, but let's just make it official. Tomorrow is going to be cloudy. High, 66, over 65. 20% chance of rain, but expect thunder showers throughout the day on Saturday. High of 65, so if you're going to be at the Mermaid Parade or at the hip-hop festival, bring an umbrella and your galoshes.
Is it raining all day tomorrow?
Tomorrow, and this is legit weather reports, even though I'm fucking around.
Yeah.
This is cloudy tomorrow, so basically it's going to look like it's going to rain. But I guess it's not going to rain. But everybody's weekend, if you are in the city, all right, this is for city, not upstate, this is for city, but chances are upstate it's going to be the same deal. Your whole weekend's going to be pissed on this weekend. Straight up. Okay, so if you're going to be within the city, get some whiskey, warm your ass up. There is going to be no fun in the sun. Don't mean you can't have fun, just ain't going to be no sun. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, because I was scheduled for a hip hop boat ride tomorrow night at midnight.
Get the fuck out of here!
I swear to God. Yeah.
It's Paul Lane. Oh shit! He's got to outdo me because I got a shout out from Uncle Ralph. Fuck you.
No. You know what? This is done by the Queens fam. It's done by the Southside clique here. So. All right. It would have been a support thing, but if it's gonna start turning out like the SS Minnow and I'll be stuck on Gilligan's Isle, that's not gonna be happening.
You're going to be stuck out in Roosevelt Island.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't happening.
What's this going to be out there burning the SOS flame?
Yeah.
Roosevelt Island.
It's going to be crazy. And I've... Yeah. By the way, let's throw this out there, too. I got a fat shout-out. All
right.
Remember we did the Skills Row show a couple weeks ago?
Yes, we did. I love that show.
Somebody actually, the other day... Big shout out to my girl Allie, has the original copy of the Black Album.
Wow, that's serious.
It's crusted over. She doesn't have the back for it, but I was watching the insert, and the shout outs in the insert are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Because we all had shout outs on that one.
Yeah.
Like I said, we could do another Skills Roadshow. There was a lot of shit we didn't touch on. There was a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, we'll save it because I hear Deuce in my ear.
Just a quick show. So conglomerate.podomatic.com.
That's right.
MySpace.com/skillsrow/DA conglomerate. The 26th, blasting off, live show, Max's Bar and Grill in Red Hook, New York, not Brooklyn, Red Hook, New York. All right.
Upstate.
Red Hook. Upstate.
Also, check out, become a fan of the Conglomerate NY on Facebook. How about that?
Yes.
So we'll update it. It hasn't been updated in a while. We'll get to it. And I will have to edit it because it has both mine and yours personal pages on it.
I don't care about personal page on there. I'm just saying, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is, man.
It also has Deuces, and we're not going to even get into that because his girlfriend might give me a ton of shit. So, all right. We'll holler at you. Definitely.
Yeah, so Straight up, so it came through. We got still like 20 seconds, man. This is ridiculous.
Oh.
Yeah, so Auto-Tune's dead. Mariah Carey's whack. Skills Rose, the shit.
We like Golden Showers. Yeah.
Golden Showers. Big up. Peace. Yeah,